principals and researchers agree that a declining love of reading and rising classroom disruption could be to blame for New Zealand's poor results in a major international test. Our 15-year-olds' scores in the OECD's Programme for International Student Assessment are now lower than they were a decade ago by a factor equivalent to nearly a year's education. Researchers say the long-term decline in reading, science and maths will take years to rectify. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The results published overnight show New Zealand still ranks well against 79 other countries and regions at 11th equal in reading, 12th in science, and a middling 27th for maths. But the problem worrying the Education Ministry is that a big drop in New Zealand scores that happened in the 2012 round of testing is yet to be reversed. It says that could be because fewer teens enjoy reading and more are reporting noisy, unsettled classrooms and bullying from their peers. Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association says schools are certainly seeing more challenging students than in the past, but it's not because schools lack discipline. She says they're wrestling with the impact of wider problems.
You know, the things around well-being, around quality of life, around families being well enough resourced to be able to provide all the things that they want to. Those are well understood and will have negative impacts in terms of young people being able to concentrate in class, being ready to learn, and all those sorts of things.
Michael Johnston from Victoria University's School of Education says classroom disruption could be partly to blame for New Zealand's position, and he believes the teaching of reading in primary schools needs more attention.
I know that they're talking about the classroom environment and bullying and things like that. All of those things could be factors. I'd also want to have a look more deeply at the pedagogy itself. How are we teaching children to read, and is that working? I think there's some questions to be asked there.
Cathy Wiley from the Council for Educational Research says there are plenty of programs aimed at improving the teaching of maths, reading and science, but they need to be supported and applied more consistently across all schools.
The right things, they're there, but they're a bit piecemeal. It's not that we've actually got clarity, for example, about, you know, how to teach science well, and we're working systematically with science teachers across the country. So I think what we've still got is a lot of pocketed stuff. And until you start to join up the dots, I don't think you're going to get the substantial shift.
Cathy Wiley says that should happen as a result of the changes recommended by the Tomorrow Schools Review Task Force, which she was a member of. However, she says it will take a long time for PISA results to improve.
Substantial change will take a few years to come about, and it will need, you know, ongoing concerted attention, and I don't really think we'll see much change in these PISA results. I don't know, for another 6 to 9 years.
In the meantime, New Zealanders can take some solace from the fact the latest fall in PISA scores is not considered statistically significant, and the results are better than Australia's. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.